to Jeremiah, 29th chapter. And the Lord here, speaking specifically, if you will, to Israel. But oh, how wonderful His truth and love, the truth and the glory of God, and especially in these verses, speaks to us. And I'm grateful for this passage of Scripture, starting here in the 11th verse. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." I've always been so drawn to that, and most times we rejoice in that 11th verse, and my goodness, you're almost exhausted, you can't go on. But you need to go on, amen? And I thank God how, yep, to know His thoughts, to call upon Him, to pray, and how we have found how He hearkens unto us. Amen? Thank you, God. But tonight I want us to notice in that passage of Scripture, and there's so many things to note, that it's after that we know His thoughts, when we enter in with all our heart in believing and receiving and truly taking it for me. It's not His word to man, it's His word to me. And I thank the Lord for that revelation. Oftentimes, you'll hear most often it's, again, a collective thing, a broad thing. Let me tell you something. The Word of God must be a specific thing to the thing that He sent it to, you. And to rejoice in what He sent and how powerful in who He is and in that love that He's sent it to you. Now, what this tells us, I believe, is what you and I hear the Lord say makes all the difference. It's what you hear the Lord say to you is what makes the difference. Truly. See, the Lord's spoken, amen, and His word is true. We know that. But the difference for your life is what have you heard Him speak to you? That's the changer. It is. It just thrills me to think, Lord, thank you again today as we rejoice. You gave me an ear to hear. That ear of my heart, the ear to receive your voice. See, His sheep know His voice. His sheep hear His voice. But to receive that, praise God. And then as we go on here, what we hear from Him, see, it's from Him to me, from Him to you. What you hear from Him and believe, it will be done unto you. See, that's Matthew 8:13. What you hear and believe from Him, what you receive, that will be done unto you. See, without faith, brothers and sisters, the Word does not work effectually in our lives. It works effectually, powerful, like dynamite in them that believe. We know that. The Word has told us these things. Simply put again, we must know the Word, we must reckon and yield. You know it. It's from God. You believe it. Hallelujah. And then yield to that wondrous promise of the truth to your life, to my life. And I thank God in so many ways we see this all throughout the Word of God. But recently, I thought how vividly we saw this with Jonathan. He was the one that heard the words of David to the end. Amen. And in that hearing, praise God, and in perceiving and knowing the intents of the heart, or the thoughts, if you will, of that brother, his soul was made one with him. It was so wonderful how God did that. Well, you think about the woman at the well. Well, let's talk about the woman with the issue of blood first. She pressed through the crowd, did she not? Amen. There were lots of ones there, but she was the one that pressed through to touch the hem of his garment. And obviously, she was healed, as we know in the Word of God. But she pursued that. She pursued the intent of his heart. And it was with all her heart and with all her might. And you think of the things that were in her way, not just the crowd, not just discouragement, because she had been all over the map, if you will, to be healed of that issue. Does that sound familiar? It's going on right now. You can go all over the place. Press to touch him. Amen. See? And there's the healing. But maybe, as I wanted to jump to, the best of all was the woman at the well. I love that. She was so thrilled with the intents of his heart, the thoughts of what he had toward her. She said, he told me things I never heard. That man spoke to me like no one ever did before. And she was changed. She was changed because she heard the thoughts and the intents of his heart. Amen? Think about how many people have heard the word of God. Think about how many people heard Jesus even when he was here those years. They heard his voice. They heard him speak. But they didn't listen and know the thoughts of his heart. Amen. You think about even with his disciples, how much that they received, and it was wonderful. We saw the cutting away today. Isn't that wonderful in the 6th chapter of John? You see that there were the disciples, the one that went after him. But when he started to, you know, tell them, hey, I'm the bread of life. And that, again, he that seen me has seen the Father. All of those things. Those were beginning to be hard things. And many of those disciples that had followed him, followed the word, they didn't follow anymore. Because that truth was continuing to pour out, wasn't it? And it became a little much. Then we saw that again with the same one that was revealed to with sweet Peter. As he said later on about Paul's gospel, there are many things that he said that are hard to be understood to them that wrestle with the truth. Thinking about analyzing something, you need to look at the heart of the one who's telling you this. See, that's how you believe Jesus, is you listen to and you look to his heart, the intent of his heart. He's not looking for an angle or trying to manipulate you. He loves you. He loves you, and his word is true. And to see the purity of his heart. But even with those disciples, as much as he told them, obviously what he wanted them to know was his heart. Amen? And that's why he said, I must go. This isn't something about, you know, theoretical knowledge or knowledge is some type of a religious course. I want you to know my very heart. I'm going to send you the power of my might. I'm going to send you the Spirit of truth, the Comforter. Once again, think of that. What comforts you like nothing else? Love. Whether it's a child, there's nothing. The first thing that we recognize is the comfort of a mom's voice, her singing. That love, the arms that hold us, that heartbeat that we hear. Love comforts. But then there's something that we grow on in, and nothing comforts like the voice and the arms of our lover. Amen. And we find that so beyond comparison in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because no one can match those arms. No one can match that purity of heart. As much as we would love one another, I don't put my confidence in man whose breath is in his nostrils. It's in my Lord, the lover of my soul. Jesus, praise God, as this sweet woman said, he's told me many things that I never heard. He spoke to me like no one ever did before. He's done that to each and every one of us through Paul's gospel. And that is true. It's even a better promise. He's spoken to us things that were never told. And he's spoken them to us intimately for us like no one has ever before. And that is the truth, is it not? Praise God. So you know that in that wonderful metaphor, you are that woman at the well. And there's been a precious woman at the well over and over throughout the Word of God, has there not? Praise God. That well of water, that well of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that God has brought to us. But Will we listen in these examples? Will we listen to the end of his words and receive all truth, praise God, that he tells us? And see, when you receive that truth, will you press on for it? See, that was again that woman with the issue of blood. She saw the truth, but will you press for it? Amen? And it was all there, wasn't it? Oh, yes, all that truth was there, but will you press for it? Will you go through things that are uncomfortable? Will you seek through things in ridicule, disappointment? Huh? Well, I've prayed about something for a long time. Will you continue to press through the crowd? Amen? Amen. Oh, yes. He loves those that pant after him. He's going to try us, brothers and sisters. And again, to always have that heart. Oh, no, he's faithful and true. I call those things which be not as though they were. I have familiar friends as Job that say, oh, what did you do? Oh, I'm just pressing on through the crowd to get to him. Praise God. Or finally, more importantly to us, do we value, brothers and sisters, this wondrous word, the intents of his heart? Do we value them enough that we want them to change us from glory to glory? Yes. See, the intents of his heart are different from our natural heart. Those are his thoughts to us. As we are encouraged yet again today, the words of eternal life. The words of eternal life do not make sense to this life. They don't. They're contrary. This life is sight. This life is by things that we see. But I want to express something to you. You'll hear something that faith is blind. Faith is not blind. Faith has enlightened eyes of understanding. Faith has greater eyesight than our natural eyesight. And it does. Because once again, faith sees the thoughts and the intent of the heart of God for you, for your life, for everything about your life. The beautiful thing is it brings us in the oneness in Christ, doesn't it? And it shows us once again that he's after one thing for all of us, the purpose for why we live and breathe, to win Christ. Amen. That's the word of the Lord. And he'll take us through different, in a sense, paths of challenges and trials. Obviously, we're all in these different bodies. We feel things differently. We've had different backgrounds, each and every one of us. Look through all of this, you know, from Eastern Colorado to Eastern Scotland, I think, John, or wherever that was, you know, and Texas and Kansas and New York and all of these places, and then generational from there, where we all came from. Let's just get it all right back to Adam. Amen. And our precious father, Abraham, the father of us all, that taught us that it's by faith. And there was a mark that was set out way back then from our father. And we can go back to that. And that's our father, Abraham. That continuing city whose builder and maker is God. Yes. Same place. Matter of fact, same city. But praise be to God, just a different place in that city for us. Yes, a better thing. Exceeding great and precious promises. It's exciting, is it not? But it's all one. It's never changed. And praise be to God, that's what he wants for us. And that was the intent of the heart that he sought about. Praise God. So will we go on to this? Do we see the value? Or are we going to choose to stay put in what we choose to hear? Limit ourselves into what we want to know. Paul said, my gospel has been preached to every creature under heaven. So it's there, is it not? And praise be to God, we can rejoice in this place that God has graced us with because of the word of his grace that's been preached here for years and years. And thank God for the boldness and the testimony of the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? That through all of these things, I was rejoicing once again how God has continued to anoint his word. Amen. And he'll anoint them vessels that this world, and matter of fact, other Christians, well, that couldn't be anointed. Let me tell you something. David saw an anointing even on a Saul. He said, he's God's anointed. Don't touch him. How much more so should we be about those that God has called and chosen to preach the whole counsel of God? Don't touch that anointed. Praise God. And I thank the Lord. We've had that evidence and we know that truth. Praise God. The faithfulness of God to His Word. His Word. Amen. And where has He invested His Word? In you, and you, and you, and you, and you. You're His investment. He's going to protect it. He's going to defend it. And I'll tell you what, those that will go on for the fullness of the gospel of Christ, oh my, there's going to be a passionate fight. Praise God. I'm telling you, I'm talking about calling out to heaven and smoke comes out of God's nostrils. And He bows the heavens. Oh, I love it. Lord, don't let this faith fail in me. I'm up against something right now and I'm calling out to You. I need You so. I need You to move this mountain. I believe You, Lord. I'm laying hold of just You, because You have hold of me. And I'm believing You for it. And you know what? He performs. Praise God. But see, brothers and sisters, don't we want to be filled with all the fullness of God? I love it. I want my cup full and running over. Just to be still and, Lord, pour it on. And then if You will, Lord, even expand the vessel, praise God, for more of that joy and peace in believing the Word of God. Don't we want to know the love of Christ? I thank God how I know that love. I'm grateful. I'm thankful to Jesus, Lord, that You've given to me the Holy Ghost to know all truth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But see, brothers and sisters, when we know that depth, and that we know the depth of the thoughts of His heart, this is the Word, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. And see, He's opened that to us through the Holy Ghost. They were speaking of these things back then. But now we know this, and the Word of God has told us this. You know these thoughts. Once again, this is God, this is yours. It blows your mind, but this is true. But when we have that and we know that, oh my, what things we call out to God for. Amen? Think about this. When you know the intimate places of His heart, the intimate places of His heart, you begin to call out with Him with full assurance of faith. Amen? You call out to Him as someone who knows Him. Amen. You know, just like Moses, he spoke to God as a friend. Amen. Well, what's a friend? Do you look at a friend? Well, you know, you in a sense, and not in any disrespect, but in all glory to His grace, that there's an equal fellowship there. See, lots of people never get that. What do you think He wants a wife for? To just grovel around? No, He's told you to rule and to reign jointly together with Me. That doesn't mean to be a dummy. It means to rule and reign jointly together with Me, to be glorified together with Me, to share everything with Me. And it doesn't mean that I need to figure out how that happens. I believe God, and I know that that transformation will be made. When I see Him, He's told me I'll be like Him. Did He say I'll be kind of like Him? Somewhat like Him? I'll be like Him. And I can enjoy that with Him. But praise the Lord, that faith needs to be in that capacity right now. And in what He has told me, and knowing the intents of His heart, that He loves me like that, and that's what He has planned for me, then I call out to Him as that mature friend. Amen? I mean, you know what I'm talking about? Think of a friend, a real friend of yours. You might have one. I don't know. You're fortunate if you do. But you don't hold back. You talk. You don't have to, you know, plead with them. No, you just, here it is. And then when you know that friend and you know that heart of that friend, oh my, how you can interact. And how much so the friend in the heart of the lover friend. Amen? Praise God. So this is this discourse that we have with one another. It's amazing. When you know the intimate places of his heart, you call out in mature confidence. As a wife would ask her husband, or a husband would ask his wife. I don't know how it is in your home, but I don't think Polly is shy to ask me a thing. Amen? No, and it's not in it's in love. It's not in any way except as an equal. She's my joint heir. We work together. Praise God. I love to work together with him, even right now. I want to be a vessel that adds to the usefulness of the husband. That's what a vessel is. Worship and adore him. Yes, he is my Lord. But he's also my bridegroom. And I'm telling you, I've got this couple in my house that are courting one another and engaged to one another. And one doesn't try to usurp authority on the other. They love one another. It's exciting. Are you getting this? I pray you are. This is the intents of his heart for you. I know you are. But that's what he wants with us. And this is this wonderful fellowship that we have. Now, you think about this, brothers and sisters. This is the call of the full assured lover of the Lord. When you call out to him. Amen? See, you call out in that full assurance of faith. The full assurance in the love of the lover of your heart. And the one that you love. Praise God. And you think again of the spouse, how a spouse, you would ask them and call out to them for things that you would ask no one else. No one else. And a spouse, praise God, knows you like no one else. They live with you usually, they should. And some more 24/7 than others, but they know one another in a sense in such intimate detail. And you know one another, and even though he's not weak, but he knows my weaknesses. And in that relationship, you see the weaknesses. Other people might not see. Things that you might be sad about, embarrassed about, or whatever it may be about. That spouse knows. And there's nothing held back. And praise be to God, even those intimate places are commonplace with that person that you love. Nothing's a big deal. Because you know the heart of the one that loves you. Amen? Are you comfortable with the Lord? Are you confident in his word? That's how we get comfortable with him. I'm not talking about complacent. I'm talking about rest and peace. And that joy of, oh my. Yeah, this is knowing his heart that brings this to us. And you think how that virtuous woman that takes this, the heart of the husband trusts and rests in her. See, he loves that. That's what he wants. Praise God. He wants that praise and that thanksgiving. But he wants that boldness that you know the intent of his heart. So few people know the word of God because they don't hear the word of the Lord. They don't hear the ways of God, the ways of the intent of his heart for people. Because they don't know Paul's gospel. Where he gets you away and he takes you like a Moses to a mount. And he brings you and shows you things. And he shows you so much, the glory of God even lights up your face. They had to put a veil on him. You know who they have to put a veil on? His bride too. Because so much glory is hitting her, she just lights up. Isn't it wonderful? Praise the Lord. But see, unlike Moses who just had to kind of take it all by himself, God has graced us that, you know what? We can have that veil with one another. Amen. And in that oneness in Christ, we're in that veil together. Praise be to God. I thank the Lord for it. But see, these are the intimate, secret things that are known only between a bride and a bridegroom because we know the intents of his heart. These things, praise God, as Paul said, I glory in my infirmities. I love that. See, he gloried in his infirmities because when I'm weak, you're strong. See, again, this is that relationship knowing as ones get married and they grow on in their marriage. They understand they could have never developed to the person that they are without that other person. It is. It's true. And see, we know that the Word of God completes us. But do you know, as the Word of God says in Colossians, that it was Paul's gospel, the gospel of the bride for Jesus, completes him? See, that's where we're at right now. This is the fellowship. This is why this is so important. And this is when that will, if it will occupy us and be our occupying, it's amazing how the things of this life just don't seem like that much. Yeah, it all fits together. I was looking at a sweet little painting that one of those young people that came to church many years ago had drawn up of all the different bridal types and put them in there. And it's like a kind of a hidden puzzle, and you see the four beasts pop out, and then you see Rebecca, and then you see the Shulamite, and you see the camels, and she's got the water as the that wonderful living water stream coming down, leading back to the throne. And then in the very corner, there are these puzzle pieces. Praise God. Let him put it together. Let him put it together. Amen. Line upon line and line upon line. It's so delightful as we see the very... But see, that's only going to happen when we see his thoughts and know them. Amen. But that was Paul. He rejoiced that, Lord, when I'm weak, you're strong. That everything about what the intent of your heart is for me is to settle down in your grace. To settle down in your all-sufficiency. Now, we know how he does that, brothers and sisters, because he sends us things that are called trials. When we know we're capable for something, but yet, you know, God, he's going to have us just, you know, you're going to just sit over here with me. You're going to believe me in this. He's going to take you through things. Your life is going to be like a Joseph. It really is. So capable, so loved, so wonderful. And then here he is, such an earnest man. And a man that, by the grace of God, trusts God. But it seems like he was just pitfall after pitfall after pitfall. Every time he'd almost get to the place where he thought he had it made, then, whoom, I've got something even grander for you, son. You know, but I just wanted to be loved by my dad and stay at home. Nope, not doing that. That ain't going to get you where I'm going to take you. Amen? And then there his brothers do that to him and all. And, well, I'm not going to let him kill you, son. That wasn't that brother's decision. That was God's decision. I'm not going to let him take your life, honey. I'm going to sell you into slavery. Okay, there we go. What are you doing, Lord? And then he's thinking, well, I've got it down now. I've got to the place I can at least be a servant in the house. No, that's not going to happen. I'm going to have you falsely accused of something you didn't do. And you're going to prison. And then he went to prison. But God, favor comes to him. And the Lord graces him again with that encouragement, son, I'm going to bring ones that are going to need to know what I've put in your heart. And, oh, he sees the things climbing in his life. And so, again, to get out of prison, to be a servant in the house. Oh, no, I've got more for you. I've got more for you. I got more. You know how much I got for you? I want you to rule over it all, Joseph. But it's going to take time. Going to take time. This ain't no quick fix, is it? This is a lifetime, a precise lifetime. Praise God. Now, do you really know and believe and love his thoughts to you? This is where we go. Do you know, believe, and love his thoughts to you? See, that's that final part. See, we can know bridal truth, but are you in love with bridal truth? Are you in love with Paul's gospel and the revelations and the thoughts that God has given us to know of his heart through that gospel? because that's how we know. The bridal out resurrection, what is that to you? Amen. Get you. Amen. I know that mark for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's everything. Growing up into him in all things. Is that worth it to you? There's a lot of chastening that goes with that. There's a lot of enduring. Hardship, suffering together with Christ is an absolute that will happen time and time and time again. How about the grace to rule and to reign jointly together with him, sharing his glory for all the ages to come? Do you love that more than anything? Because that's what he's expecting with you for all eternity. That is the thoughts of his hearts to you. Well, as we close this up, if those things are true in our hearts, oh my, the things we've asked him for. Amen? Now here comes the check. Praise God. Is it something I think about, or is it something I know and something I believe and something I love? Because if it's something I love, I'll tell you what, there'll be some things that'll really come forth that you'll ask him. I know you're going to ask him daily for your strength. I know that. You're going to have many needs for a family. Praise God. Amen. How about physical needs as you especially get older? Praise the Lord. But in light of the knowledge of his heart, I'm talking a whole different realm. How about, Lord, more faith to believe? Amen. How about as they sung today, Lord, I pray for more desire and passion. Amen. Oh, I need it all the time. How about you? How about more enlightened eyes of understanding, Lord, that there's a quickening in my life to grow on and on. I thank God that I ask him for that. And he says, you ask anything in my name and I will do it. You think he'll do that for you? I know he will. I know he will. How about to ask him to continue to reveal the secret things of your heart, to give my heart more passion to read and to study and to know your promises for me? And then overall, how about more love for the brethren? Boy, that's huge. How can we say we love him whom we have not seen when we do not love our brother whom we've seen? Oh my. But see, when you know his thoughts, you ask and believe him for what you ask. I'll tell you one thing. I asked Polly something and she asked me something. I'm not doubting what I ask. How much more so God? Huh? I saw that in a household when I was growing up. My dad and mom were reliant upon one another. They worked as a team. Oh, what a team of horses. Every day they got in that together. And the Lord cracked the whip and whew, they ran. They ran together. They ran as one. They ran in harmony. See, this isn't just spitting out a program. This isn't just a list of things. This is, again, knowing the very heart of God, the intent of your Savior for you. For you. Not for man, for you. Knowing his ways for you. The plan of glory for you. The Holy Ghost and what he's brought from Paul's gospel to you. To hear the thoughts and the intent of the heart of your bridegroom. Hearing him always say, honey, I want you for myself. Why do you think then in this life it doesn't work out your way? Because it's going to be his way. He's the head. It just goes that way. Now you express your heart to him, and it's amazing what a tender heart he has. He's known your heart since before a star was set in heaven. You know that? Because he gave you that heart. He gave you that heart. He knows your heart. And he's going to steer it. And in his faithfulness, he's going to afflict that heart. He's going to wound it. That the only satisfier, the only comfort, the only healing is going to be him. Nothing else is going to heal that heart but Jesus. I was speaking to a young man just before I come out. Pastor, I'm in a dark place. Well, honey, you know where the light is. You know where the light is, honey. He loves you. Move to the light. Don't move out further into confusion. One step back in the kingdom. One step back. Isn't that marvelous? Didn't ask you to get right. He just said, make a step. Come on, Jesus' name. One step and you're right there. It's not a long way home. It's bam. Bam. So I hear him say that. I want you for myself. Hear him say, rise up. Rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. See, that's the heart of the lover. Still springs up. All this may be going on, but man, when I hear him rise up, I rise up. He's in love with me. You go through battles, you go through storms, you go through hurt, you go through defeat, you go through embarrassment, you go through frustration. One way, because you hear him say, rise up. Rise up, my love, my fair one. Always, amen. And come away, come away, come away. Those are the thoughts, praise God, that I know. And you know why? Because the Bible tells me so. Who's the Bible? It's the Word. The Word tells me so. Who's the Word? Jesus has told me so. Jesus has told you so. Because his Word is to us in believing. And I'll tell you what, oh my, what I call out to him for now. I know the intents of his heart. And oh, I'm so thankful. I know how wonderfully and fearfully I'm made for him. Fearfully in awe of him. Be in awe of him. Be in awe of his love to you. Be in awe of how all-powerful he is. Be in awe of what he's shown you. Miracle after miracle he did. Praise God for the ones he loved. And he proved it to you. Because he loved you so, he came and he hung on that cross for you. And he became and was made sin for you. He loves you. You know his heart, don't you? Because here's his heart. You know this. Now move. Move to it. Call out to him now. Call out to him with the thoughts of his heart. Believe him. Amen. And pray. Praise God. And oh, how he will hearken unto you. Let's stand and be dismissed.